In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We remember that the man that was crippled by the beautiful gate was healed in the name of Jesus and by the power of the name of Jesus. Now, this is going to bring the apostles trouble. Let's read again the 11th verse, chapter 3 of the Acts. "And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John," he thinks the power is coming from Peter and John, "all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's porch, and they were really wondering about what was happening and how it happened. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, You men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Or why do you look earnestly on us as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man walk?" In other words, you know what? This has nothing to do with us. We did not have this power to do it. It's going to be done in the name of Jesus, by the power of Jesus, whom you crucified and God raised up, in the name of Jesus. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers. In other words, we are connected to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's the one faith. "Hath glorified his Son, Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go." Pilate wanted to let Jesus go. "But you denied the Holy One and the Just One, and desired Barabbas, a murderer, to be granted unto you. And I told you that I am Barabbas, and you are Barabbas, and Jesus took the rap for us. And killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead, wherefore we are witnesses." We are witnesses of the reality of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. And then it says, "And his name, and through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know." It is in the name of Jesus, and by faith in the name of Jesus, that has made this cripple begin to walk. "Yes, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all." Isn't that amazing? It's done in the name of Jesus. If we only knew the power of the name of Jesus, if we only knew the power of the person of Jesus, my Lord and my God. Today is the feast of Saint Athanasius. Do you know anything about Athanasius? Well, let me tell you, the church at the time of Athanasius was saying that Jesus was not God. But Athanasius and the people resounded the reality that Jesus Christ is true God and true man. Oh, yes. And they jailed Athanasius. They put him outside the land and they put him in jail. But he never stopped telling the truth that Jesus is complete God and complete man. It's the hypostatic union. Jesus is true God and true man. And you know who won out? Athanasius and the people of God. I'm telling you, this is real. Faith in his name has given this man what you see, the wholeness. "And now, brethren, I wot through ignorance that you did this." You killed him through ignorance, "as did also your rulers. But these things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled." But you know what? We put Jesus on the cross by our sins too. You can't blame the Jewish people. We put Jesus on the cross by our sins. "Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when times of refreshing shall come from the presence of God." If we don't need times of refreshment right now, I don't know what we need. the times of refreshment, times of the presence of God, times of the Holy Spirit. We need this today in the church. Not only do we need the right doctrine, but we need the right presence, the presence of the Holy Spirit, the presence of God. We need it, times of refreshment. I tell you, if we don't need it, I need it. I need refreshment by the Holy Spirit. I need refreshment by the Spirit of God, that the presence of God would come upon me and that I would experience that refreshing that is so important. You see, we pour out and pour out and pour out and pour out and pour out. But then there comes a time we cannot pour out. We need the refreshing Spirit of God to come upon us. We need the presence of God to come upon us. We need revival to take place in us, in me, in you. And I'm telling you, my friend, this is real. This is real. The times of refreshment. We had it in 1995 and 96 and 97 and 98 and 99 and 2000. We had it then, and we need it again now. Times of refreshment comes from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus, which before was preached unto you. That's right. The refreshment is in the Holy Spirit, and he sends Jesus for people to give their life to Jesus, whom heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the words began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. I'm telling you that Jesus is that prophet that Moses prophesied about, that he is the Messiah, that he is the Son of God, that he is true God and true man. Oh yes, Jesus of Nazareth. In the person of Jesus of Nazareth, we have true God and true man. Oh yes, he is the Lord, and his name is powerful, and we need to use his name, not in vain, but we need to use his name in the praying and asking Jesus to heal people through the name of Jesus. Yes, all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Let me tell you, from Genesis to Revelation, it says Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Jesus the Messiah. Jesus the Lord. Jesus true God and true man. We remember what Paul sang in that hymn, though he was in the form of God, he did not count himself equal to be God, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, and becoming humbler still, he becomes obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. Oh yes, this is true God and true man. We remember Thomas saying, my Lord and my God, hallelujah. We remember Matthew's gospel, go and baptize in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. One God, three divine persons. I heard a Jewish person say, you know, I'd rather pray with a Muslim than with the Christian, because the Christian has three gods. We do not have three gods, Rabbi. We have one God in three divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And if you want to pray with the Muslims, it is not our God. They are praying to the moon God. It is not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, because this God that the Muslims praise to has no son. And we know that God has eternally had a son, and his name is Jesus. Yes, he is the Son of God. They just had a movie about Jesus, Son of God. You are children of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham and his seed, shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Yes, blessed in the name of Jesus, blessed by the person of Jesus, blessed by the power of Jesus, blessed by the love of Jesus. Unto you, first God, having raised up his Son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his sins. So the apostle is calling people, Peter and John, calling people to repent of the sins, repent of every sin, and be converted. I tell you, we need to hear the message of conversion, that Jesus Christ converts people, that Jesus Christ makes all things new, that Jesus Christ takes a sinner and can make a great saint out of the person if they repent and turn their life over to him. This is not kind of, we're going to talk about the church today. I'm not talking about the church. I'm talking about the church's message, giving our lives to Jesus Christ. The message of the church is Jesus Christ. I am not going to preach about the church because you know why? Because the church is the body and we need to preach about the head. But when we preach the head, the body is enhanced. The body is built up, and people have really lost that. You know, people's ministries too. You know, I'm going to preach about my ministry. No, I'm going to preach about Jesus, and God will bless my ministry. If the church preaches about Jesus, God will bless the church, and people will come in, and people will feel the times of refreshment because the Holy Spirit comes wherever Jesus is glorified. And I'm telling you, this is reality, that the Holy Spirit comes when Jesus is glorified. Do you glorify Jesus in your body? Do you glorify Jesus from your mouth? Do you glorify Jesus? Is Jesus your Lord and your Savior? Have you given your life to Jesus Christ? Have you given your heart to Jesus Christ? Have you given your sins to Jesus Christ? I'm telling you, have you given your children to Jesus Christ? Oh, yes, I'm telling you, it's all about Jesus, because Jesus reveals the Father. Yes, that is reality. It's all about Jesus. Jesus is the center of our preaching. We live in a Christocentric church, a Christ-centered church, but many people want to make it an ecclesial-centered church. No, it is not a church-centered church. It's a Christ-centered church. It's the church that preaches Christ, like Peter and John, and God builds up the church. That's the secret. And it's still a secret for many people. Many people just keep on praising the church. That's like me praising the ministry of Holy Rosary or in season and out of season. No, I preached Christ and him crucified and raised from the dead, and God builds up this ministry. This is reality. This is reality. And, you know, we only send out 4 letters a year, and God has kept us on the air for 30 years. This is God's work. This is not my work. I could not do that. I know there were ministries that sent out letters every month. I don't have the time to send out letters every month. I send them out every season, in season and out of season. And God has given us the ability to stay on the air for 30 years. That is a great miracle. And why? Because I have preached Jesus Christ. I have proclaimed the blood of the Lamb. I have proclaimed Jesus crucified, dead, and buried, and raised from the dead. That's all I have done, but preach Jesus. And you know what? The Lord has enhanced this ministry. We're all throughout the world. Just a couple of weeks ago, I received something from Africa. Could we take some of your radio programs and put them on our radio station in Africa? It's called the Shalom radio station. I said, I am honored. You can do it. Do it. I'm blessed that people in Africa will hear my voice. Isn't that wonderful? I have not gone to Africa yet, but people can hear my voice. I don't know who, but I know that. and they want our broadcasts. And you can go to the inseason.net and see all the archived broadcasts that we have, radio and television, all there for you to hear and to be blessed. And we don't charge a penny for it, because what the Lord says, freely you have received, freely give. People send in their donations. I could not go without their donations, because it's about $325,000 a year we have to raise for radio. But you don't hear me spending an hour talking about money. Because I have to preach Jesus. I have to preach him crucified, buried, and raised from the dead. And it's the power of his name and faith in his name that has made this cripple whole. But not only the cripple whole, it's the power of his name and faith in his name that grew a bone in the person that we prayed for in his head. I didn't know that it happened, that the doctor said, you don't need the operation because it's already been done. He says, how come it's been done? I didn't have it done. He said, there's a bone that grew there. And the doctor said, how did that happen? He says, well, I went and prayed with people, and that's what happened. I'm telling you, maybe the doctor didn't believe it, but you know what? It's true anyway. If people don't believe the message of Jesus, you know what? They're the loser. They're the loser, that Jesus Christ is Lord, that Jesus Christ is the King, that Jesus Christ is all power in heaven and on earth has been given to him. And he gives that power to the church. Amen. But the church must use the power. You see, in my room, there is a light switch. If I go to bed in the dark, I go to bed in the dark. But if I want the room to be filled with light, I snap on the light. That's so simple. If I want to have a powerful ministry, I preach Jesus and him crucified and raised from the dead. How can I better say it? I say it every day, and I keep on saying it. People say, you don't have a new message. Hallelujah. It's the same message that Peter proclaimed. It's the same message that John proclaimed. It's the same message that Paul proclaimed. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sweetest name I know. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Jesus. Chapter 4 of the Acts of the Apostles. And as they spoke unto the people, and the priests, and the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees, they came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection of the dead. Okay, the Sadducees are sad, you see, because they don't believe in the resurrection. But the Pharisees believe in the resurrection. Now they're proclaiming the resurrection in the person of Jesus Christ. He told us in John's gospel, I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. I am the resurrection and the life. And they laid hands on these apostles and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. It was evening. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men was about 5,000. Again, preach Jesus and the church gets full. Preach Jesus. Preach him and preach him day in and day out. Preach him. 5,000 people were added. And it came to pass on the morrow, the next day, that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas another high priest, and John and Alexander, as many as were kindred of the high priest, they were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? Again, you know, what's Peter going to tell them? Go tell them something different? By what power or by what name have you done this? What is this? That the man that was crippled by the beautiful gate is jumping around now, is praising God, is leaping. He doesn't have to collect money anymore. He can go to work. He's off the dole. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said unto them, you rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are examined of a good deed done to an impotent man, by what means he was made whole, be it made known to you all, that to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, given by him doth this man stand here before you whole. In other words, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to preach the same message to the high priest. You people put Jesus to death. I did too by the sins that I've committed. But the point of the matter is this man is healed by the name and power of the risen Savior. He is the Christ. Now, Pharisees believed in the resurrection, and Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection, that this man became whole through the power of the name of Jesus. Jesus is the stone which has set at naught of the builders, which has become the cornerstone. Jesus is the stone rejected by the builders, which has become the cornerstone. The cornerstone holds all the building together. Neither is there salvation in any other. Alleluia. There is only salvation in the name of Jesus. There is no salvation in the name of Mary. There is no salvation in the name of Tom. There is no salvation in the name of Paul. There is salvation only in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you that the Blessed Mother led me to Jesus. That's where she leads me. She's the perfect Christian, the sinless Christian. There is salvation only in the name of Jesus. But you see, you know, we sing, through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever, through him, with him, and in him. Who is he? Through Jesus, with Jesus, and in Jesus. He is the stone rejected by the builders. Neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You see, the church gives us these beautiful readings every year from the Acts of the Apostles. Every year, and I just think so many people see it as something that happened a long time ago. But today, there is salvation in no other name but in the name of Jesus. Do you know that? Do you know that? Have you gone to yoga and you practice in yoga? I'm telling you, there is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. You know, what are you doing? What are you doing? Have you come to Jesus as a sinner? And has he ever rejected a sinner? He says, no one who comes to me will I ever reject, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And it is the will of him who sent me that I should lose nothing of what he has given me. Listen, it's all about Jesus. This man stands here whole because of Jesus of Nazareth, who you crucified and God raised from the dead. Yes, this is the name by which people are saved. The scripture is so clear. It's so clear that it's in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan has to flee. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the man that was crippled was healed. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Peter was converted. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, the church must preach Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, no other name to be saved. He is salvation. He is salvation. Salvation in the name of the Lord. He is salvation. He brings salvation. Salvation in the name of the Lord. What's his name? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We have the victory. victory. Hallelujah, he is risen from the grave. Hallelujah. Salvation in no other name but the holy name of Jesus. I'm going to pray a healing prayer. In the name of Jesus, heads be completely healed by the power of the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood of Jesus. Necks be completely loosed in the holy name of Jesus, by the power of the blood of Jesus. Lungs be healed today, especially John and Danny, be healed today in the name of Jesus and by the power of Jesus' name and by the blood that was shed at Calvary. In the name of Jesus, arthritis be healed by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, now backs be healed in the holy name of Jesus Christ. There is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the word of God, and God's word made flesh is Jesus Christ. Please help me. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. The powerful name of Jesus.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.